Soll das sagen, was mache ich als Geschach, wenn ich heute mit sich durch habe, es darf Kuf Tess. Sagt die Gemara, mein Ufer, in der Name of Shmuel, says, Olin, which is a type of grass, are like, it could be eaten on Shabbos as a refuah for the eyes, because actually they don't even provide any refuah. Rabbi Yosef says the same thing about Kuzbarter, Rabbi Yosef says the same thing about Kishus. Rabbi Yosef, who is blind, said that Kuzbarter is even harmful for my eyes. Rabbi Sheshus, who is blind, said Gargira is even beneficial for my eyes. Our Ufer, in the name of Shmuel, said eating all types of Kishus on Shabbos is mutter, even if it's eaten for refuah, because people usually eat it for regular food also. Except, the exception is Teruza, which is only eaten for refuah purposes. Smear a dressing on a roasted meat. It's not like being masakin the meat, and it's mutter as long as the meat is not hot enough to cook the dressing, but it's also to whisk egg because it looks like you're doing so to put into a pot to cook. Rukfa said if someone hurts his hand or his foot, he's let up wine on it to reduce the swelling. Rav Kahana said vinegar may not be applied to reduce the swelling. Rava said the people in Mechuzah who are more sensitive can't even put wine because to them it has an effect on Zerufua. Ravina said Rav Ashi was applying vinegar to reduce swelling on his leg. Ravina said, we learned that you're not allowed to use vinegar. Rav Ashi said, a wound on top of the hand or on top of the foot is very dangerous, and therefore you can even be Mechal Shabbos for that. Bryce says, you're allowed to wash on Shabbos in the water of the Gura, the Chams and the Asi, the Tveria, even though they're salty, so they bring some refuah, but you're not allowed to wash in the water of the Yamagodl, or water in which flax was soaked, because no one would wash themselves in these things unless it was for refuah, or in the water, of course, of the Yamamelech. It's so salty that you only use it for refuah purposes. Another Bryce says that you are allowed to wash in the waters of the Yamagodl. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Braisa that allows it follows Rabbi Meir, who says that Yamagodl is like all other seas with regard to its status as a mikveh, and therefore, just as you may wash in all the other waters, you're also allowed to wash in the Yamagodl. The Braisa, which says also follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Yamagodl is treated differently than all other seas, presumably because it's more salty, and therefore, you're not allowed to wash with it on Shabbos. Rabbi Nachman Yisrael, yes, maybe Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda only argue with regard to the status of a mikveh, who says they would argue regarding Shabbos as well. He therefore answers that the Braisa that says also is talking about where someone who stays in the water for a while, because then it's clearly you're doing it for refuah purposes. The braisa that says it's mutter is where you don't stay in the water for a while. Whereas if the braisa that allows it is where you didn't stay in the water for long, then why is it also to do it in water in which flax was soaked? Another braisa says that if you don't stay in there long, it's mutter. The Gemara says, Gemara answers that the two original brises that discuss the Yamagodl both refer to where he does stay in the water for a while. The brise that allows it discusses the fresher part of the Yamagodl where people typically wash even during the week. The brise that says also discusses washing the other parts of the Yamagodl with regard to water in which flax was soaked. So the one that allows it, the brise that allows it discusses where he does not stay in it for a while. And the brise that says also where he does stay in it for a while. Zok the Mishnah, you're not allowed to eat Ezovion on Shabbos because people only eat that for a fool, but you are allowed to eat Yoy Ezer and you're allowed to drink Abu Ro'o. Misha says you're allowed to eat any normal food, even if you're eating it for refuah purposes, and you're allowed to drink any normal drink, even if you're drinking it for refuah purposes, except for the water of palm trees or water into which was mixed herb roots, because one only drinks that for refuah as a refuah for jaundice for your reckon. However, you're allowed to drink this if you're thirsty, and you're allowed to anoint yourself with root oil if you're not doing so for refuah purposes. First, Gemara brings up different explanations of what these minim mentioned in the Mishnah are. Then the Gemara moves on. The Mishnah said, "Aval oichel hu es yoyezer." The Gemara says that yoyezer is pusnak. It's eaten to heal worms in the liver. It's eaten with 7 white dates. The words come from eating water and meat on an empty stomach, or fatty meat on an empty stomach, or ox meat on an empty stomach, or nuts on an empty stomach, or shoots of tilsa on an empty stomach, and then drinking water after eating any of these. If you don't have this, or if you ate it, it doesn't help, then you have to eat white tichli. If you don't have that, or if you ate it, it didn't help, then you should fast and then get fatty meat and put it on burning coals and suck out the fat of the meat and drink vinegar. Some say not to drink the vinegar because it's bad for the liver. If you don't have this or it didn't help, then you should get the bark of a bush that was peeled off from the top to the bottom. If he takes bark that was peeled from bottom to top, the worms will end up being expelled through his mouth. So you should make sure that from top to bottom. He should cook the bark in beer, ben hashmoshes. The next day, he should close his nostrils so he doesn't smell it, and he should drink it. When he releases himself, he should do so on a tree from where the bark was peeled. She said, "Vishoysin abu roa." Or explained, this is a tree that grows without any branches. This heals the effects of drinking water that was left goli, that was left uncovered. If someone doesn't have this, say he should get 5 roses and 5 cups of beer and cook them together until there's an anpak, an amount equal to a quarter of a luk, and then he should drink it. Ami's mother prepared for one who drank water that was left uncovered. She made 1 rose with 1 cup of beer cooked together. She gave it to him to drink. She lit the oven, removed the coals, and put a brick down on him to sit on. All this caused the poison to come out of him like a green leaf of a palm branch. Rav Avia said he should drink a quarter of a log of milk from a white goat. Rav Huna bar Yehuda said he should get a sweet esrig, make a hole in it, fill the hole with honey, put it in the burning coals to cook, and then eat it. Hanina said regarding urine that's 40 days old, you want to drink a small cup of it for a wasp sting, a revias for a scorpion sting, a half of a log of it for if you drank uncovered water, and a full full look to combat the effects of kishuv. Dichin, it says water in which benigri grass or beets or balsam have been cooked is effective against drinking uncovered water and kishuv. If someone swallowed a snake and he ate, he should eat kishua with salt and then run 3 mil. I've seen Rashi, so someone swallowed a snake. I've seen him appear to him as a person of authority, made him eat kishua with salt and then made him run 3 mil. The snake then came out of him in pieces. Others say it was Rashi who swallowed, and it was a yellow Eliyahu who appeared to him with the person of authority who made him do this. If someone's bitten by a snake, he should tear open the embryo of a white donkey, put it on the bite. If this works if the donkey was not found to be a treifa. An officer of Pempedisa was bitten by a snake and tried to use his remedy 13 donkeys, but all 13 donkeys were found to be treifas. There was one on the other side of the town, but before he can get it, a lion ate it. Abaye said, maybe this guy went against the words of the Rabbanon, and therefore he deserves to die from a snake bite. The Talmidim told him he's correct, because when Rav died, the Rabbanon were goyzes to tone down weddings as a sign of Avelis, and this officer did not listen to the Gzeira. Therefore, he was punished by being bitten by a snake, and he died.